if the environmental delegate has a million people delegated to her, and then she sub-delegates to someone who's an oceans expert, the all million delegated votes go to that oceans expert. It's a tool that has been around for a long time, but it was unwieldy before information technology was common. They tried it in the Paris Commune, but it failed.
How is it different from the block vote in the Labour Party conference?
Well, because it's on an issue-by-issue basis, and it's withdrawable, and it's transferable. So it's transitive. You can say only for environmental issues, except issues related to forestry, allow this person to run my vote. Or you can say for all environmental issues, or you can just delegate entirely. And you know, this is not distinct from how a lot of us manage our political discourse anyway. We know domain experts in different areas, and when we hear a political proposal, we say, well, what do you think of this bicycling plan, to the person we know who knows the most about bicycling and or urban planning. And while we bring our critical faculties to bear on their explanation of it, we still are we still, by and large, delegate our trust to experts who we trust generically. It's why we see the doctor, right?
Is it a sort of democracy wiki?
Yeah, it's very wiki democracy, except that it has a mechanism for dispute resolution, which is the vote, right? That isn't consensus by attrition, right? Which is the biggest problem of wiki, is that the consensus model is very good, but as the Quakers discovered, it's something where if you don't have broad consensus to begin with about values, it's very hard to arrive at consensus without it being a consensus that is grounded in whoever has the most patience, as opposed to finding a mutually agreeable solution.
How has it worked for the Pirate Party?
Very well, I think, at its best. I know that there is some acrimony about gender issues in the Berlin Pirates after they took a lot of seats in the Berlin municipal government, and that there was specifically questions about whether gay men could adequately represent the views of women, or whether they needed women in their caucus as well. And the argument had been that, well, if we're gay men, we understand gender issues generically. And so I think that it didn't diffuse fundamental acrimony, but I don't know any other mechanism that diffuses that kind of acrimony either, apart from, you know, political change over time and long-term debate about these difficult and sensitive issues. But in terms of producing good policy in real time that's responsive, it's very good.
Maybe the answer is to take the human out totally.
Well, so the problem is that implies that there's like a Plato's cave on whose wall is the best answer to all problems, and all you need to do is write an algorithm that can see into the cave. And I don't think there is one. I think that all answers reflect an editorial judgment by the people who write the algorithm. And so when you say, oh, we're going to take the humans out, what you really mean is we're going to allow a programmer to pretend that her aesthetic judgments are actually empirical mathematical ones. And I don't think that's true. I think that it's an invitation to disaster.
You live in London, which has a very complicated local governance.
It does.
How could liquid democracy seep in there?
Well, I think for one thing, it could bring a lot more accountability to planning. The planning is such a shower. In Hackney, where I live, the planning system is a complete disaster and is so unreflective of the needs of the local community and so reflective of the needs of giant property developers. I don't think you need liquid democracy to do that. I think you could just have accountability in planning and it would work. You know, and the high-handed, opaque, you know, awful planning officers, I think, are where it all starts. And that's a policy thing that could be fixed. Lots of places have better planning than Hackney.